is our last meeting. We'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, and we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy looking feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables in the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically what we're making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over. Prototype, yeah. Do you need this?
No. yeah, basically we will smoke the color yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which was mentioned, is basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's how helpful to help with grip. That'd be ergonomics. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a bit. And this here represents the screen.
Very nice.
Where you go through, and the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, but that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, so you press that and go through the menu. So that's simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue bit should be yellow, that would be where the batteries would be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as we can make it, really. Everything looks like.
And that's what we're talking about, that's plastic colored with rubber. We might add some more underneath here, maybe give it a form and disperse the whole thing like that, but just if you grab it. Exactly. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the button.
Yeah.
Either one on either side there.
Not
too
like
all.
Just
a quick on and off button. That's pretty important. So you want to feel that.
Okay.
That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah. Nice fringe because it's quite heavy, but it does look great. Well done. And whether or not it would fall in for the cost and everything, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So. We're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. And seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely it's bright.
It's bright.
It still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not what we're showing. Angles to it.
Yep. Not angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics and form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color,
I think
we
the
don't have saying
detract
that.
A little.
that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
We removed it because the color is ugly. There's nothing you can say about that. I much prefer something like brushed chrome with that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
Right, it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled or something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle then?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
What do you think? 3, 4?
I would say 4.
4
is very important. Very non-committal 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah. If that was the main thing.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah. We've brought it down to basically 4 controls and the most common. So it's channel and volume. And then the other ones are just a matter of just going scrolling further.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So one?
So
that's
one.
Yeah.
I think that's one.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost? The number one.
Something that big and that yellow you just
talked about. What are you
looking at? But if we were that speech recognition, that could maybe just use that solely for the finding thing.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then.
Just to use to find it, it was lost by a setback. So you lose them so easily. It's not going to fall like a rectangle slip down around things, that's gonna be a difficult shade to.
One is quite bright and
yeah. Maybe in the middle again, 3 or 4 or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In the milling wage, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Probably
2. You know, if we eliminate the fact that you know it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost, then I'd say 2. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of
which
so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were just a.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just off whistling, flapping, doing things, they're cheap, so I can't do that.
It's based on this anti-theft sort of technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and one piece that starts beeping. That can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece, you have to glue somewhere behind your TV, behind your TV, and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your TV to the television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
So, are we adding one of these 2 features?
Let's add one
see?
Of those features
okay.
And say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to add 2 of one. Or 2?
2.
2.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I saw so. Don't get many
it's all just
controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
Yeah,
stolen.
but
there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, that wasn't really. We were kind of forced to take that color.
2. Yeah.
I don't know that we are
so
innovative.
But how many remotes do you see like this?
If we added the screaming factor, then we go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Really? Okay. It's gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some
spongy
as
much as sort of native, right?
Okay.
It's not a 1 though. 1 would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
Like these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath on the back.
So that's a 4 at most.
4 at most.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yeah.
If your fashion is, but is Carmen Miranda, you betcha.
Well, the recent fashion of the Raja displayed in the. In the LCD and the way you operate it and the form and the color, but it definitely is.
What we were told, let's say, definitely.
Alright.
Well,
I'm impressed. I can't do like a level calculation.
No,
I can't do
that.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale you have to hit?
Oh no! It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it.
Okay. that you were gonna have a budget. But we do. So I have here
50%, you're kidding.
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. I mean, you can't really see that very well.
Josh about 30 is quick for it.
12.5 euros is what's supposed to cost this. Okay, so
it's too much.
Let's see. The So, at top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so, we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So, first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
Four is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't.
Excellent.
They bought it.
This is consumerism. All right, so. For the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
Advanced chip, really?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay, we have one of those. Okay, and then the case is probably double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's two, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No, no, it's just
maybe
one.
It's one because of the.
It's just one single mold. You can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is zero, which
Jesus.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Special color.
That's not a special color.
It's
a specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
is it?
Yes,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Button supplement. Special color.
Mm-hmm.
Special form, special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
Really lovely.
Or titanium. It costs us all the same. Well, we only have one button, so really, we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're gonna leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana-shaped remote is one that you shake.
But what if you completely took out the one single button you got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and an LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the one to push it out for a bit.
Yeah, because because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It also depends on the software on it.
Yeah.
On a television, you can have the information that this thing transmits between displayed on the screen slows down on tech.
Well, you could maybe take out the LCD screen, so I think even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, yeah.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Make it a bigger dial. Easy to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot of it.
What's the blueprint?
That was just on
a There you go.
There you go. It's even simple.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
So maybe a little more here.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. No, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, no ideas found. So, I guess that project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great.
Yeah.
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 Great.
Teamwork.
Half a day. We have a remote.
Yeah.
Right from the start of the day.
Yeah,
we
sort of
knew where we were going straight away.
Yeah, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. And you guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine's
but
PowerPoint. Yes.
Mine
well,
was
it wasn't my fault. It's
no, I know.
People that work for me, just, you know. Kinds of unrolled.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes.
Okay. New ideas found?
Okay.
Yes for the remotes. Maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing. Costs are within the budget. Project is evaluated. Complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes from the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.